The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining this early Sunday morning. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County hearing the show at GPS Your Finances, Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome one and all. Today's topic on this early morning Sunday, questions and answers. You have questions, and I hope to have answers. That's how it goes. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. But before we go on today's topic, we always look at the market recap. We try to get you behind the numbers, behind just the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ. You can get a lot of that stuff anyway, right? But we try to give you analysis to what's really happening, you know, like a reporter on the sideline of a football field. You know, they're telling you about the injuries or problems or this or the coaches. That's where we are. We're on the sidelines. We're watching this crazy market. And we're going to try to give you insight to what's happening. So this past week, the market struggled. This is after setting records the week before, getting our Dow 34,000 for the very first time. And, of course, the market's going to struggle and have some overhang for some time and try to wrestle with higher capital gains taxes on its way. Now, the president was talking about, I think on Thursday, 39.6%, which is 20% right now. So, again, the highest brackets and so forth. But that could be a doubling. Now, remember, this is negotiation. This doesn't mean this is law right away. But there's no doubt capital gains are going to be going up. Look, I always think it's kind of interesting. Let's say you lose money on a stock, which can happen. And let me pick a number like 21,000. You'll see why it's easy to divide. So if you let's say you put money into a stock and you lose $21,000, the most you can write off in any given year is $3,000. Excuse me. So that means for 7 years, 7 years, that's a long time, you can write off $3,000, okay, on your $21,000 loss. However, if you made $21,000, according to the president, you'd be getting about $10,000 of it back. Yikes. You can remember, that's just federal taxes for capital gains and so forth, the state taxes and local tax and so forth. So it doesn't seem so fair. Like, okay, you lose money. You lose $21,000. Let's see, divide by, okay, 7 years, 3,000 this year, 3,000 next year. That's all you can do. But you make money, you're in our pockets. Now, the reason why I protect investors is I know the capital gains, to me, is a double tax to begin with. You've already paid taxes. You've already paid your federal taxes, state taxes, go to the gas pump, pay taxes, their tax, you know, tax the air you breathe, and now you invest for the future, for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. Oh, and the IRS should come in here and take a big chunk of that. So let's see what happens with that. Of course, when you're watching that, that's been, but this shouldn't be new news, so to speak, just the way it came out in the middle of a trading day, because there's been talk about it, but of course it'll be negotiated. But again, capital gain rates are definitely going to go higher. So that was one of the bugaboos this week, is higher capital gains. And that's going to be around for some time. Later in the show, we'll talk more about strategies and what you can do maybe to try to lower your capital gains taxes. Another bugaboo that's emerging its ugly head right now, and one of the headwinds, is the virus. I mean, over the weekend, we heard that Tokyo now is going to a temporary shutdown, but sometimes temporary lasts a lot longer. Very sad the way this virus, hideous virus, continues to wreak havoc here and around the world. Europe is kind of modified, shutting down, opening, reopening. We're trying to get our things going here. In the tri-state area, the infection rate has seemed pretty solid, under 2%, 1.7, 1.8% infection rate. But again, all of us kind of hold our breath, even though we're all getting vaccinated and some of us already had the COVID. It's still an issue. Again, obviously, we're here to talk more about the economic issues on a show like this. But certainly, this is just an awful thing. Here we think we're kind of getting behind it. are getting away from it, and here it raises ugly head again. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'll be with you here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Today's topic, questions and answers. But before we get to our questions and my answers to your questions, we want to know a little bit more what happened to the market this week. So again, after setting records just a week before, again, we have an earnings season. We have it all going on right now. But the two bugaboos so far we just spoke about, that's really kind of putting a lid on this market right now and curbing the enthusiasm of this market, happens to be that of higher higher capital gains taxes. How do you like that? Say that five times fast. Higher capital gains taxes, as well as now we're looking at this virus. I know we always think, look, we know it's going to have fits and starts with this. You know, we like to go A, B, C, D, open, D, F, G, open. Unfortunately, the city's virus, you know, we go A, then we go to G, then we go back to B. It's just all over the place. And again, we're seeing this in Europe and some spots. In India popped up this week as having an awful lot of fatalities over this. So we're not, you know, I don't know what inning we're in this thing. I always felt the way the vaccination was rolling out so well, 3 to 4 million people a day getting vaccinated. Some people already had it, so it may have some natural antibodies. You know, you like to think we're more like in the 6th or 7th or 8th inning of this hideous virus, and some days you wake up and say, maybe we're only in the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th inning, God forbid. So what else happened to the market this week? So the other, I would say, headwind of this market would be, I would say, worrying about inflation. You know, the Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold. You know, how does that all work? So the stimulus is coming through. Pent-up demand is coming through. We're hearing shortages. You're hearing some issues like containers in China not getting through, not enough labor. You're hearing here in the States, for instance, there was a McDonald's down in Atlanta area where they get the stimulus checks, and the next day they had to close McDonald's. People didn't show to work. But I'm hearing from small businesses, from my sample and from what I read, that it's hard to get people back to work after, again, having unemployment insurance for federal and state. Also getting people back to work who worry about getting the COVID. Also getting people back to work because, you know, not everybody hit the pause button and stayed there in their homes or apartment waiting for the call back to work. Some people moved on with their lives, moved in different areas of the country. So we're seeing a whole bunch of, again, things are going on. But by the way, the tailwinds are very strong. So I've doing this 32 years, I don't think I've ever seen such strong tailwinds, such strong headwinds. I just went through the headwinds with you right now, but the tailwinds clearly are the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates very, very low. How about 0%? Probably keep that for some time. Stimulus coming through and some infrastructure probably coming through late summer, early fall. Not to $2 trillion, but maybe $1 trillion. You know, what's a trillion here or there anyway? So again, a lot of money coming in. Pent up demand. People want to get out and get back to new normal. We want to travel again. We want to get out of this cocoon, and that consumer spending could be really good for the market. So we have a lot of headwinds. We have a lot of tailwinds. And we'll be right back after this to try to figure out which way is up. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for Your Finances, up next.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning here. Every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County. Here in the show, GPS Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome one and all. Today's topic, questions and answers. We're going to get right into your questions right after this, but I want to make sure you get that book we just offered. Mike Bennett just talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. We get that, right? Or Not My Mom's Retirement. Grandma. They had pensions. They had great benefits, and we don't have all those things. Chapter by chapter, we build and try to get those back to you. So best thing you can do right now, I believe, for your finances is kind of financial time anyway. Between now and May 17th is when taxes are due. Usually April 15th, they give us a break, give us a little bit more time. But May 17th, you probably have stuff all over the place and paperwork everywhere. Good time to be talking about your finances. Good time to be talking about Not Your Father's Retirement. So call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101 for your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The early bird gets the worm. It's pretty early Sunday morning. Let's face it. Hey, it's nice to see the light out a little bit now, right? But 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. We find in chapters 4 sometimes. Sometimes you skip to chapter 11. It's all in that book. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. Get the book, the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning at GPS for Your Finances. So the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. One last time, get your pen, paper, crayon, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show up next, Healthy and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. At least I made that up anyway. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:25, after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show. 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, got you covered there. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know his accent, southern accent, nice southern charm. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the index with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. For more information on what we do, my national TV appearances weekly, radio archives right here, podcast, newsletters that we put out, archive, and you can sign up for your newsletter right there. MahoneyGPS.com. GPS to try to navigate around this crazy world of finance. Try and make it, break it down, try and make it easier for you to digest and to take action. So MahoneyGPS.com. Find out more information about what we do. So right before the break, we're doing a market recap and kind of a tough week. But remember, we have a lot of great tailwinds and a lot of headwinds at the same time. So we're not saying that just because some of these things have popped up here that the market can't grind higher. Okay, question number one in today's questions and answers, that is today's topic, nonetheless. Do you think the taxes will go up to 39.6%? I don't think so. Hope not. And maybe, honestly, if it goes there, game over for the stock market. No, I think they're going to negotiate, and that's kind of, you start with a high number, and then someone starts with a low number, you kind of go back and forth. I think there are moderates out there that know that, yes, we could raise taxes a little bit, but let's not throw it all away, okay? Because raising taxes, then you have a whole bunch, then the velocity of money slows down dramatically. I'll say that again. When you raise taxes really high, the velocity, money moving and selling things. Think about in the late 1980s. You remember this story where you didn't want to sell your home for so long because you had this huge capital gains and you couldn't write anything off. And guess what? Everybody just sat on real estate. So there really was hardly any tax coming out. Everybody just sat on it. And then they came out with new laws and gave you exemptions. And next thing, turnover, home started. You probably remember that. And then the velocity of, again, I guess the velocity of money, but in this case, the velocity of buys and sells of homes. Again, government got more money, taxes, and the velocity. And people were able to upgrade and do different things and move around. And of course, we see that now. But that's what a big hindrance can be with taxes, higher taxes. You get stuck saying, no, I'll just stay where I am because I don't want to pay taxes. And then the velocity of money slows down. And by the way, here we are raising capital gains taxes to try to bring more revenue for the government. But Economics 101 will tell you by raising taxes sharply, you actually may bring in less money. Okay. Food for thought. If you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. Next question, do you think inflation's going to take hold? We're seeing it already. I mean, look at the, you know, go to the grocery store. You could see it in the last year. And we understand why. I mean, a lot of these manufacturers, with the social distancing, with all the things that they do for the employees, had to do different shifts. It's getting very expensive to try to navigate around this hideous virus. So we see why that's happening. Now, you know, we had a kind of a Goldilocks environment coming in before last year. You know, we had not too hot, not too cold, kind of things were cooking along in 2019. Then, of course, Goldilocks was saying 2020, things got too cold. My gosh, we went into recession. Huge nosedive. Can you imagine a year ago from today even, April, you know, where we were? Gosh, I mean, just upside down, really upside down, and didn't know where it was going to stop either. And so we went into recession. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people each week filing for claims, cascading tentacles throughout the entire economy. Way too cold. And now on the other side, we're starting to get some whiffs of inflation from the producer price index came in higher than expected. We saw the CPI consumer price index come in higher than expected. We're going to see some wage growth, which overall is good, but we don't want too much money chasing too few goods. So there is already a little whiff of inflation. There's different ways you could play that also. We'll talk about that in a second. But yes, we do see some inflation. So the prospects of inflation are probably going to go up a bit. But according to Fed Chair Powell, feels like we're going to get some inflation, but it's not going to be sustained. It's going to be temporary. So hopefully he's right about that, because really inflation would be ugly for anyone, whether you're already retired, whether you're already planning for retired. Inflation is obviously not a good thing. So if you kind of look at it, there are other investments. Again, this is disclaimer. Check with your professional. Check with your advisor. But, you know, there are tax-free bonds, which are exempt from federal tax and state taxes in the state that which you buy them. There are annuities that grow tax-deferred. Of course, there's expenses and penalties. Need to check with advisors. These are some suggestions. Maybe not have mutual funds, because mutual funds are pass-throughs, and they have to pass through long-term capital gains and short-term capital gains. ETF, exchange-traded funds, don't do that. Again, you need to check with your professional about some of these ideas. But certainly, if inflation's coming after break, we're going to talk about other ETFs that actually may hold up well with inflation. We'll be right back after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Northern Ulster and Northern Dutchess County. Here in the show, a GPS for Your Finances on Magic 92.5 WGHQ. Welcome on and all. Today's topic, questions and answers. And right before the break, we were talking about what's going on with inflation, and we're going to give you some ideas around that. But I want to make sure you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You heard Mike Bennett talk about it. It sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble as well, $17.99, I believe. And you can get the book for free today. The first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. And by the way, if you've been listening for all these years, every Sunday morning or a lot of Sunday mornings, and you haven't called and said hi to us, call and at least say hi. You don't have to call for the book. We like to say hi to you. We like to know what you're thinking, what topics you like, what questions you want answered. Call us at 845-371-0101. Yes. So we always say it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. And gosh, we cover taxes, we cover real estate, we cover markets, we cover stocks, economy, the Fed, you name it. All that same information is in the book as well. And by the way, when you turn the pages, it goes beep. No, it doesn't do that. So you can get the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. 800-800-0101. Be the first 20 callers today and get that book for free one last time. Pen in hand. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. And stay tuned for the KC Show coming up next. KC, health and happiness up next. So it's from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. We're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I just called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, got you covered there. Saturday, take a break. And of course, Sunday, we present to you at GPS Real Finances. And on the way home at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, WHD, Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. You know that nice little charming southern voice he has. Well, he'll tell you about the national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, and Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. By the way, local averages are doing pretty well relative to the national averages. Some really good stories. This past week, by the way, IBM, we're now recommending by IBM. It's in the Hudson Valley Index component. They had better than expected earnings, and the stock did pretty well, actually up near a 12-month high. Again, if you owned IBM for a lot of years, probably can't stand that stock because it has done poorly, but it is, IBM is just one of those companies that are in the Hudson Valley Index. And of course, for more information about what we do here, MahoneyGPS.com is the best place to go. MahoneyGPS.com. That's where we archive our TV shows, radio, gosh, newsletters, everything is right there. And we call it MahoneyGPS.com to help you navigate around all of this and help you navigate to your goals. MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we're talking about inflation. Again, we don't have runaway inflation. We just have little whiffs of it right now, but it's anticipated we will get more inflation, and we don't want that, of course. But there are ways you can play it. Please check with your advisor. These are just starting points. Please check with your professional. Please check with your certified financial planner. Please check with your broker. All these different names, check with them first. But you can buy ETFs instead of mutual funds now, because remember, ETFs are less taxing, and you can know more about that as the capital gains tax comes before us. You could buy ETFs to invest into energy, a whole bunch of different energy companies, if you think we're going to get a whiff of inflation and demand and so forth, and that energy prices can go higher. Well, one way to combat that in your own world is buy some of it. If you can't beat it, buy it, so to speak, right? There are funds and ETFs that invest in material companies that make things, like DuPont and so forth. Again, we're not recommended by it's one big disclaimer, but basically there are areas that actually do well when we have rising interest rates and rising inflation. The ones I just mentioned are kind of just starting points, but your portfolio should be changing. It should not be a 2018 portfolio. A 2014 portfolio should be more of a 2021 portfolio that has diversification, but now starts looking into some areas. Again, it's not where the puck is. It's where the puck is going, according to Wayne Gretzky, the famous, actually all-time scorer of all time. He said the reason why he scored so many goals, it wasn't going where the puck was, it's where the puck is going. And for you as an investor, where the puck might be going is towards higher interest rates and higher inflation. And you should be looking now for your portfolio to try to hedge against such things. Well, you're just tuning in. You're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. We tackled taxes. We tackled inflation. We lost our Goldilocks a little bit. We tipped over to maybe a little bit too hot. Next question about stop loss orders. I've listened to one of your shows. You talked about stop loss orders. I missed all there. Most of it. How do they actually work? Okay, so you can go to your broker, and this is on, even if you do your own brokerage, you go online, let's say TD or E-Trade or these type of sources, you could actually stop loss order. What does stop loss order mean? Let's say you buy a stock at 10, you could put a stop loss order at 9, let's say, and you lose 10%. So if it goes against you, automatically you lose the dollar and off to do something else. But the reason why that's important to have a stop loss order, I believe, or have some discipline, or at least follow it. So many times people have a stock at 10. Oh, I like the stock at 10. And they don't do anything. Next thing it's 5. Next thing it's 3. Next thing it's 2. And then you average more. And averaging down may leave you a frown. So really I'm trying to say is, deep breath. Okay. A stop loss order is probably really important if you're going to trade stocks, to at least give you some type of circuit breaker. Now, let's go a little bit further to the stop loss order. So that's initial stop loss order. You buy at 10. You put a stop loss order at, let's say, 9. Good to cancel. If you're not sure, you could call and find out how that works, your broker. Now we call it a trailing stop loss order. Let's take this optimistic $10 stock and it starts moving up. And now it's $12 a share. Now maybe you could use your stop loss order at 10. Oh, now we're break even. No matter what happens, it seems I could break even, you know. Then it goes up to 14. Now maybe you could raise it to 12. Maybe up to 16, raise to 14. Oh, and the market falls apart. You got a 14, made 40%. Again, doesn't always work that easy. Now, some people have stopped out. Let's say stop out at 9. You can't even buy the stock at 10. Stopped out at 9, goes up to 15. He's, that's stupid. I'm not going to use it again. But, you know, there's so many people that lose money on the downside. You should really educate yourself how stop loss orders work or trailing stop loss orders work. So really, rule number one, don't lose money, according to Warren Buffett. Don't lose money. Rule number two, remember rule number one. Okay, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.